Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we visit a bluegrass music festival that has a special activity for children. And we explain how to get a job at America's space agency, NASA. But first, a report on the new Supreme Court Justice, Elena Kagan. The United States Supreme Court made history this month when it swore in Elena Kagan as its 112th justice. It is the first time in history that three women will serve together on the nine-member court. Barbara Klein has more.
Elena Kagan joins Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor. Justice Ginsburg has served on the court since 1993. Sonia Sotomayor became the first Hispanic to serve on the court when she was confirmed last year. President Ronald Reagan appointed former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor as the first woman ever to serve on the court in 1981. She served until her retirement in 2006. Elena Kagan will become the fourth woman to sit on the court when its new term begins October 4th. It took more than 80 meetings and 17 hours of testimony for the new justice to gain her confirmation. After months of hearings, the United States Senate confirmed Elena Kagan in a vote of 63-37 on August 5th. With her confirmation, women now make up one-third of the court. President Obama praised this development.
A sign of progress that I relish, not just as a father who wants limitless possibilities for my daughters, but as an American proud that our Supreme Court will be a little more inclusive, a little more representative, more reflective of us as a people than ever before.
50-year-old Elena Kagan was born and raised in New York City. She earned her bachelor's degree from Princeton University in 1981. She went on to earn additional degrees from Oxford University in England and Harvard Law School in Massachusetts. Ms. Kagan worked for Thurgood Marshall in 1987 and calls him her hero. Mr. Marshall was the first African-American to serve on the Supreme Court. Elena Kagan also worked as an advisor to President Clinton. Later, she was the first woman to serve as dean of Harvard Law School. Most recently, she was the first woman to be United States Solicitor General. She argued cases for the United States government before the Supreme Court. Those who know her say it was always her goal to serve on the Supreme Court. Elena Kagan spoke about her appointment during a confirmation celebration.
Tomorrow, I will take two oaths to uphold this solemn obligation. One, to support and defend the Constitution, and the other, to administer justice without respect to persons, to the rich and poor alike.
This week's listener question is about the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Hasim also wants to know how to get a job at NASA. On October 4th, 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the world's first man-made satellite. To the United States, this meant one thing: the space race was on. politicians and scientists feared that America's technology was falling behind the Soviet Union's. They worked quickly to catch up. Less than a year later, on October 1, 1958, the National Aeronautic and Space Administration, or NASA, began operations. Today, NASA operates in many areas across the United States. It employs more than 15,000 people. They include engineers, computer scientists, meteorologists, and astronauts. 60% of NASA's jobs are professional, engineering, and scientific. 24% are administrative and management. 9% are technical and medical support, and 7% are clerical and administrative support. Interested candidates can apply for a job by logging onto the website usajobs.gov. A person can apply to as many as 5 jobs. Written resumes can be sent to NASA's Resume Operations Center. All jobs are competitive, but becoming an astronaut is the hardest job to get. Only 339 people have been selected as astronauts in NASA's history. Applicants must have a degree in engineering, biological science, physical science, or mathematics. They must be in excellent physical condition, and they must have perfect vision, or vision that can be corrected. The selection process includes a week of interviews, medical tests, and orientation. If selected, applicants become astronaut candidates. They are sent to Houston, Texas, for 2 years of training. The first 7 American astronauts were all military pilots. Since then, astronauts have been school teachers, doctors, scientists, and engineers. However, almost all of the jobs at NASA require United States citizenship. Sometimes NASA will hire non-citizens as contractors. The agency suggests that non-citizens investigate its international partners in Brazil, Italy, Canada, Japan, Germany, and the European Space Agency. Summertime in the United States means camp for a lot of American children. Sometimes that means swimming, horseback riding, or playing sports. But camp can also be a special place where kids go to study something they love, like bluegrass music. Faith Lapidus has our report on the Gray Fox Bluegrass Academy for Kids.
I am a little scholar, I daily go to school to learn the Master Jesus and His perfect holy rule. The scholars all do love Him, He's so kind and free. Come on, you careless sinners, and go to school with me.
Some bluegrass fans want to do more than attend concerts and buy albums. They want to play the music, too. So each year, the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival in Oak Hill, New York, includes a music camp for children. Louis Kaplan was one of the bass teachers at the camp that took place last month.
Nice, solid G. Go G. Get ready to go to D. Ready? Very good. Back to G. Excellent. Here's the D.
Emma from Poughkeepsie, New York, was one of Mr. Kaplan's students. It was her first year at the Bluegrass Academy. She has not been playing long.
Only a year.
But it's a different kind of bass playing, isn't it?
Yeah. In school, that's where I first learned how to play bass is classical, so it's much different.
How did they teach you?
Just know the chords and make sure you are steady.
Ira Gitlin also taught at the academy. Among the instruments he plays are the banjo, bass, and guitar. He is an award-winning musician whose honors include a National Bluegrass Banjo Championship.
Some kids have just been given a banjo, you know, the week before. I've had that, or, you know, or a mandolin or a fiddle or whatever. And some kids come with, you know, years of classical violin lessons or Suzuki violin or school orchestra. So we get a whole range of skill levels from total beginner on up through some pretty proficient young pickers who have been, you know, playing for 3, 4, 5 years maybe.
Camp was intensive. Students met with their teachers for 4 hours Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Then, on Sunday, camp director Brian Wickland led an excited and skillful group of child musicians onto the stage at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. The young guitar, fiddle, mandolin, banjo, cello, and bass players performed to a cheering crowd.
What was it like up on stage?
It was pretty fun. I was mostly chopping because I'm not good at chords, but I also tried to play the melody.
And what about you? How long have you been playing?
I've been playing banjo for like 2 months.
So what were you playing before you played the banjo?
Violin.
What made you switch?
I like the noise.
I'm actually only 3 weeks into the banjo. I played guitar beforehand, but Ira is just an awesome teacher and he taught us all a lot, and we definitely couldn't have been up there today without him.
Want to play something for me?
The Gray Fox website will soon have details about next year's Bluegrass Academy for Kids. You can find a link to Gray Fox at voaspecialenglish.com. Among the performers at Gray Fox was the Del McCurry Band. We leave you with Rain and Snow, one of the songs the group performed at the festival.
I married me a wife, she gave me trouble all my life, let me out in the cold, rain and snow. Rain and snow, oh, oh Lord, let me out in the cold, rain and snow.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims, Mike DeFabo, and Catherine Cole. Katie Weaver was the producer. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our shows at voaspecialenglish.com. If you have a question about American life, send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. Or write to us at American Mosaic, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. We might answer your question on this show. Please remember to tell us your name and where you live. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special ink.
I've done all I can do to try to get along with you, and I ain't gonna be treated this away. This away, hey, you long, and I ain't gonna be treated this away. she came into the room where she met her final doom. And I ain't gonna be treated this old way. This old way, hey, yo, Lord. And I ain't gonna be treated this old way.